Please be seated. One night several years ago, I was out to dinner with two close friends. And when our meal arrived, we found ourselves arguing over who would offer grace. And so we were debating about who was more qualified or who was most obligated to pray before our meal. Well, finally, one in our midst admitted to the fact that saying grace at meals was just too hard. And so after she finally relented, after some laughing and maybe some jokes, she offered our prayer. Now, she didn't offer some memorized collect from the Book of Common Prayer, nor did she craft some esoteric and poetic extemporaneous offering to God. She offered for us a simple and very brief, yet profound prayer. And so she prayed, "I'm thankful," and began eating her meal. This is a practice that this group of friends has maintained. It's a practice that my wife and I have adopted in our own lives. However, I've noticed in the last couple of weeks, when Katie and I sit down for dinner, this profound prayer has transformed into those few quick words I mutter as I shovel whatever we're eating into my mouth. And so in light of this revelation, in light of the fact that tonight we keep the eve of Thanksgiving, I've begun to more seriously consider what it means to be thankful. And so what does it mean to be thankful in a culture where Thanksgiving is characterized by the overconsumption of food, of drink, and of football? What does it mean to be thankful in a country where the day after Thanksgiving, if not the hour after dinner, thousands of people are waiting in line and stampeding into department stores to get this year's must-have Christmas gift, leaving behind them paths of destruction and often death? What does it mean to be thankful and to be a Christian? And it seems to me the honest and potentially painful reality is that those things which characterize our cultural Thanksgiving are antithetical to what it means to be a thankful Christian. For Christians, being thankful is not something reserved for the fourth Thursday of November, but it's something that we express each and every time we gather in the celebration of the Eucharist, when we gather to pray together that great Thanksgiving. Thankfulness is at the very heart that when we offer to God all that we are and all that we have, when we offer the first fruits of our time, talent, and treasure, in joyful gratitude for the ways God has blessed us, that is our embodiment of thanksgiving. Being thankful is at the very heart and the very nature of what it means to be a follower of Jesus. And so from this place of thankfulness, we can begin to get a glimpse of what it truly means to be a follower of Jesus. Tonight, we heard a portion of the sixth chapter of Matthew's gospel. This is part of the larger Sermon on the Mount discourse. And in this discourse, there is a focus on Jesus' invitation to his audience to see the world differently, to see the world from God's point of view, to value the things that Jesus values. And so throughout this discourse, we hear that blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are those who mourn, for they will be comforted. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they will be satisfied. We hear that everything which is cast down is being raised up, and everything that has grown old is being made new. And so if we truly wish to be part of Jesus' audience, if we truly wish to be followers of Jesus, then we must see the world differently. We must act differently than the world asks. This is something that is easier said than done, particularly because we live in a world where fear and anxiety prevail. We live in a world where the color of your skin determines if you can walk safely down the street. We live in a world where schools and concert halls are the targets of horrendous acts of terror. And we live in a world where millions of people have not the faintest clue where their next meal is coming from. We live in a world where to utter the phrase, "Do not worry about your life," is cruel and painful. And yet, as followers of Jesus, we know that hope and grace will prevail. We know that we follow the God who will supply our every need. And we are a community of faithful people who knows what it means to see as Jesus sees. We know how to feed the hungry, how to clothe the naked, how to care for the stranger amongst us. And so as I think and pray about and reflect on my time in this community, I can't help but get a glimpse of that which is already and not yet. I can't help but see the breaking of God's kingdom in this world. And so this night, on this eve of Thanksgiving, we come before this table and we offer up to God all of our fears and all of our troubles and all of our anxieties, because we know that God will strengthen, sustain, and heal us. Because as we heard proclaimed in the gospel, if God cares for the grass which is here today and tomorrow thrown into the fire, how much more will God care for us? We come this night because we worship a God that offered himself, gave himself up as a sacrifice for us, so that we can be freed from all that binds us and holds us down. We come here this night in the midst of terror and fear and anger, trusting that God will provide all that we need, because we seek God's kingdom and we seek God's righteousness, because we worship the God of all creation, not the God of wealth and overconsumption. We come this night because we have much to give thanks for. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.